When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Welcome to the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. Excited we've made it to Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here. Jim Colony, he's around. Amy Lawrence, she's just around the corner in the other studio. We're having a great time. It's early. It's 5:41 on the heels of Eat Drink Pittsburgh last night. So, good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Good morning. There was a whole lot of eating. I didn't really drink, but there was a whole lot of eating.
Yeah, what did you eat? I just had a real little bit. What did
Man,
you have?
Man, what did I not eat? So, let me just say, the Bubba's Burgers were phenomenal. Bubba did a big demonstration with Santonio and Arthur Motes about how they make the burgers. Those were delicious. Let's see. My buddy Steve Rectoric, the executive chef down at the Marriott, who I've known since we were like 10 years old, had some kind of like tuna tartar thing in an ice cream cone.
Yeah,
which,
you know,
sounds insane, but was delicious.
I missed that. Ron Ahern, who works here, told me about that, and I went over to find it, and it was so crowded I couldn't figure out where it was. And so
there was the burnt almond tort cake from Pranl's, which, two little samples of that. I wasn't going to go in just once on that. My buddy Art from Dogfish was there. That stuff was delicious. I did have a sip. What else? God, I can't even remember everything I ate. It was fantastic. Moe's, the Lamont, had duck pate, which I never had duck pate. So I tried that. It was, I don't need to eat a meal until about 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't. I just had a little bit of burger. I had some. You know what I did have? There was like a farm to table place from Uniontown that had these lamb chops.
Yeah, I couldn't get in over there.
Oh, they were good.
So yeah,
they were really, really good. So I had some of that. I had a little bit of burger. I'm trying to think what else I had. I had a couple little things. I really didn't eat all that much. I was saving it for the paying customer. Those people sort of ate, but I also. I don't know. I just got caught up talking to people. I talked to Zangrilli for a while.
Good to see Zango back.
Yeah, so I talked to him for a while. Trying to think who else I talked to. I talked to a bunch of different people. People that listen to our show.
Yes.
They love our show. They love Jim.
Great to meet a ton of listeners last night, which was really awesome.
No, that was. That was really great. It really was. It was a good time. And, you know, when I rounded the corner to go upstairs, I had no idea that there were going to be that many people there.
And neither did I. And I'll be honest, I haven't been back in that big event space at the Rivers before. People told me about it. I've been, like, when you go up the steps, or up the escalators, I guess, I've been back to the right for things like Whiskey Fest before, back in the day. But I'd never been all the way down the hall, past the buffet, all the way down to the event space on the second floor there. And it's massive. I mean, and they, every nook and cranny of it was filled. It was a really good time.
I didn't know the ceiling was that high and the room was that big till I got in there.
Yeah.
It's like they drove two cars right in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's what, probably like 1/6, 1/8 of the convention center floor. But it felt like you were in the convention center where they like cordon it off into small spaces. Smaller spaces. It wasn't small by any means, but it was a good time.
Super good. Producer Matt, why are people asking me who the new traffic person is? Is there a new traffic guy? Did somebody else do traffic this morning, or was it McAtee?
McAtee's here.
Yeah.
Okay. Saw him in the building.
Well, did he do the first traffic report?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yep. Oh, you know what I forgot to ask Amy is how much money she won on the game last night. Or lost.
Or what her prediction was.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I did. I forgot to ask her that. I've got to get a cough drop. I don't know why I'm feeling
a lozenge.
This morning. Plus, I got a new hoodie, and it's just too... I got to turn the heat down, too. It's too hot.
A little warm over there.
Yeah, it is. Just a little warm. So, that's that. That's what's going on. We had a good time at Eat Drink Pittsburgh.
I learned I can't toss or stretch pizza dough for crap.
I'm terrible. Well.
You did very well. You and Santonio both.
I had a great teacher from Tapped. My guy, he got it done.
You had Big Chris down on the end there. I had Chef Nick, who was equally good, but it was like a natural.
Uh-huh.
So like how you know when you're naturally gifted at something, it's really hard to describe to someone else how to learn how to do it.
Raise a Jolly Rancher. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. No, I did. I don't know why I did. What I used so much flour. That's what it was. I overdid it on the
maybe
flour.
Maybe I was just a little too sticky on the dough.
All right, so when we went to the casino, so how about this? This is a big revelation for the show today. Colony found it within his heart to bet against UNH.
Yes.
And I think he won.
He did. What is the UNH alumni going to feel about this?
Especially because, remember, last year he was a distinguished alumni.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was distinguished alumni.
Amy Lawrence, being from New England, recognized Jim. Like, oh,
she goes,
you're from Keene.
She goes, also, you're the guy from those videos.
Yeah.
That's Jim's identity, that he's on the videos. That's his thing. Yeah.
So I don't know. This is going to get back to New Hampshire.
I think it's already there.
And people are not going to be happy.
Nope. Not at all. So Eat Drink Pittsburgh, big hit. That happened. I guess Mahler and Pony took the stage after we had kind of left, which is good that we were gone. So that had happened.
We missed it.
Yeah. I saw a little video snippet of it. Mahler was predictably embarrassing himself, you know, just being socially awkward.
Did they not bake well?
I don't know. I watched 2 minutes of it, and Mahler was just, you know, being, again, it's just someone who you talk to for a minute and you're like, what's that guy's story? So that happened. He was just portraying that image. So I'm glad we were gone during that part. Oh, I talked to our guys from Iron City.
Yes.
Porch Tour is like totally on this year.
Can't wait.
They love the Porch Tour. They can't wait for the Porch Tour. They were talking me up and down about how much fun they had at the Porch Tour.
I can't wait to be a part of it this summer. It's going to be a blast.
And I tried to pitch to them this sort of golf thing that I want to be involved in. And they're like, I think there may be golf. We just got to hash out all the details and present it to them. But yeah,
sounds
so Iron City was there. The Iron City people were, they love our show. I mean, love our show, the Iron City people. So, there was something else I wanted to tell people from Eat Drink Pittsburgh. And I forget. Man. Oh, I saw a bunch of members of our law enforcement community.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. You know, walking around the casino, they have, like, undercover people. I could tell.
I'm sure.
I could tell a couple dudes the way they were looking, the way they were watching these slot guys. There were a couple guys playing slots, and it just, something struck me as weird.
They were
hawking them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple guys in suits, I could tell. It was about to be go time for a couple other people.
That place was bumping.
Crawling with yinzers. You know what? I didn't anticipate this because I just didn't link the two together. I did, but I had just kind of forgotten in a way. I rolled in at 5:35 or so,
mm-hmm.
and walk in, and half the people at the Rivers have Penguins jerseys on or Penguins stuff.
Yep.
It is I'm going to stop there on the way.
And then take the tee up to the game.
Yeah, even like park there for free, you know, because you're and then take the tee up to the game or however it works. And there were so many people that were doing the double dip, the Rivers and then the hockey game.
And it
could have gone back to the Rivers after the first 6 minutes.
Yeah, they could have. It was still busy. A lot of them may have because it was still busy. When I walked out, Larry was walking out the same time, the esteemed Mr. Richard. And he's not as big a gambling guy. And so he's not as comfortable in that atmosphere. You could tell. He's like, This is crazy. It's packed in here.
Well, it's weird. I walked in with Larry because I got in the elevator from my car to go down, and Larry was the voice in the elevator.
While Larry was also in the elevator.
Yeah, he goes, welcome to the Rivers Casino. If you're not 21, you're not permitted on premises. And it was like Larry's voice.
Yes.
And I'm standing in there with like 10 people. And by the way, big shouts to the dude who just stunk like weed in the elevator with us. And everybody else knew it, but they were just like, you don't know what to say. I mean, a guy just, hey, it is what it is. You got to get, you want to get your buzz on? I don't begrudge you.
No.
But the guy just he smelled like backstage of a Fish concert. I mean, it was unbelievable. And we're in this crammed up elevator. And
everybody's just looking around like.
Nothing was being said. Like, I don't think any of the people knew each other. There were 8 people in the elevator, and they were all single. It was all
individuals, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was all onesome, you know, all party of one. And so we all get in the elevator, and to break the silence, because I parked on 8, we start riding down, and then you just hear, "If you're under 21, you're not permitted on the premises. Welcome to the Rivers Casino." And it was Larry Richard.
Yeah, that's the best.
And a guy real high that was right next to me.
If you're
like
totally stoned, please.
Yes, you're going to have a great time.
Have the generosity to offer to those riding in the elevator with you.
If you're really high, just keep laying down money. We'll take it off you. Oh, man. Here we go. Great text. "What's your problem with Mahler? He and Pony are the top dogs for the fan. They keep you rolling." Far from it. You may want to invert that sentence. Anyway, Fan Morning Show, pre-show, having a great time today.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to this weekend. Because I want to really cherish this weekend. Starting Monday, it's 12 straight days of work.
Oh, that's right,
because
you leave on Saturday.
Right.
Next Saturday.
12 straight days. It's crushing it.
It's supposed to be really nice, though, today. I don't know about tomorrow. I didn't look at tomorrow. I just know it's supposed to be, like, almost 50 and sunny today. And that, I'm going to bask in that this afternoon. I can't wait. I can't wait to turn on some spring training baseball this afternoon. There's a couple games on today on MLB Network. Yes. Yes. It's going to be, like, an early spring today. I can't wait for this afternoon.
Wow. Okay. I'm into that. I didn't realize it was going to be that nice. I got some stuff to do today. Got some running around with the family to do.
Mm-hmm.
My son woke up. This is a strange thing. So my son woke up right when I was leaving. I saw his light on. And I go in, and he's like a great sleeper. Like, he's 8 years old, but he like never wakes up, right?
Yeah.
So I go to go past his, I go to leave and his light was on. I go and he's sitting in his bed and I go, "What's up? What are you doing awake?" And he goes, "I had to pee." And I go, weird. Oh, Mike Leach is on TV, the real Mike Leach. And I said, you had to pee. I go, okay. So I talked to him for a minute and he just looked weird in the eyes. And I go, "Well, go back to bed." He goes, "Okay." And then as I pull in the parking lot, my wife texts me and goes, "He just threw up." I go, "Did he make it to the bathroom?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he's fine, but he just threw up." But it's just,
that's
when
rough.
They're up at a weird hour.
Yeah, you don't know what to make of it.
For sure. For sure. Man, I'm so mad I missed that Mueller bake-off. Man, do you hear anything about this, producer Matt?
I have not seen or heard a thing.
There's something, there was a video story on it,
like an Instagram story.
Yeah, from our website. And Mueller was just acting awkward. Just the MO of him, I guess.
I'm going to check it out.
I'm kind of disappointed I forgot to keep my Kiss the Cook apron that we got to use during the pizza toss.
You know,
I
me
feel
too.
Like I could have auctioned that off to the highest bidder.
I handed mine to someone,
yeah.
And now I forget who. I think I gave it to Santonio Holmes.
I'm who, sure he kept it.
He has a way of videotaping everything that he does.
Everything.
Yeah, I experienced that when he was in studio with us.
I don't know if is it going out there live? Is he videotaping?
He was
it?
Doing it when we were up there with the pizza toss thing. That was live. Like it was on his. I don't know.
Are that many people
Instagram
like subscribed to his thing that are watching his life? I don't know. I'm not saying it's weird or I just don't know where it's going.
Everybody's got a brand.
I guess a nice enough guy. Seriously, real good guy. But it's like he videotapes everything.
He was just walking around with his phone up the whole time.
I don't know. The one crack I caught at him was I said that he should do his mustache.
Blonde.
What'd he say?
I don't know if he was into it or not.
How about
out of nowhere, though? We had him one day. We're just innocuously talking about chasing rabbits and stuff and football. And he just broke national news that AB had sickle cell. Just real nonchalantly.
Like, I don't know if anybody knows this, but
right.
AB actually has a sickle cell. Trait.
And then AB said to Ray Fittipaldo, "He a doctor?" After AB had played in Denver like 5 times.
I think he said, "This is about to break the internet."
Yeah, he did.
Right.
He prefaced it. So he can come on anytime he wants, Antonio Holmes. Oh, man. Well, good morning to you. I'll tell you who is going to come on today. Eric Hagman at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. And Barry Melrose, who I just saw on ESPN, I think he splits his talent like between ESPN and the NHL Network. I think he does kind of both. Is that true, producer Matt?
I guess he's dabbling in both worlds now.
Wow. Yeah,
I think
work if you can get it.
Yeah.
Good work you can get.
Yeah, so that happens. So he's going to talk to us at 9:30. We do talk a lot of Penguins today, get into a little Steelers, but a whole lot of Penguins. What a disappointment last night.
It was ugly.
It's all straight ahead, Fan Morning Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.